My name is Chief Joseph Crow Neal. I'm the chief of the Yaukagane River Band of Shawnee Indians. I'm sitting here with Tenderheart, who is also part of the story. We're in the tribal council house where we've lived for 2 years, and this is kind of where the story started from. We're on the Shawnee ceremonial grounds in Western Maryland. Years ago, a young man came to me and he asked me to teach him how to see the Creator in the native way. And so I agreed to this. I said, I'll do what I can, but I'll walk with you in the woods and we'll see if we can find the Creator in the woods. So we walked around, and me and Tenderheart and Little Weasel, and we went up on the mountain, and I looked everywhere for the Creator. Now, I saw the Creator in all the creation, but Little Weasel was having a hard time seeing the Creator in the creation. So I said to the Creator, I don't know how to show this young man in the creation. I mean, I see you in the leaves, I see you in the sky, I even see you in the ground. I think he needs something that can really catch his attention. And I thought, I wonder if the Creator is going to do this for me. So we talked, myself, Chief Crow, and Tenderheart, and Little Weasel, and we couldn't show him the Creator in nature. He couldn't see it. I felt like it was all around him. So after I had asked the Creator, I think he heard me, because I noticed a leaf spinning in the woods. The wind wasn't blowing. I've seen this before. And so I thought, the Creator is telling us to go to this place so that he can show Little Weasel himself in nature. So I just kind of wandered towards the leaf. And as I wandered, Tenderheart noticed the leaf spinning. And even Little Weasel noticed the leaf spinning. And as we walked up, I stood there at a little bit of a distance and looked at it. And the discussion came about, why is the leaf spinning when the wind isn't blowing? And I said, well, maybe we need to come here and see if the Creator will show us himself here. And there was a little maple tree standing there, maybe 15, 20 feet tall, with very wide branches and big leaves. And we walked around the tree and we were looking at it. And it, as many Indians do, I reached my hand out to the tree to see if I could feel the power of the Creator there. And the tree reached back. And I was amazed. And so we all reached out to the tree and the tree reached back. We'd hold our hand 7-8 inches away from the tree limb and the tree would reach up and touch you. And we were looking at each other with our mouths hanging wide open. And we'd put our hands farther away from the tree, maybe 10, 11 inches, maybe a foot away, and the tree would reach up and touch us. The tree was actually reaching and touching us. And we were amazed, and we looked at each other with wide eyes and open mouths. And I said, thank you, Creator. I ask you to show this young man, Little Weasel, yourself in nature, and you've even reached out with a tree limb and touched him. And so we spent some time reaching to the tree and the tree touching us. And then we went home. And Little Weasel went home, but he came back a couple days later. And he said, I think that the reason the tree reached up to us was static electricity. And I was so disappointed, because we'd all been a part of a miracle. And Little Weasel couldn't see the miracle. He explained it away, even though he had a tree reach out and touch him. So even to this day, many years later, when I'm in the woods and I see the spinning leaf, I always go there and reach out to the tree and see if it will reach back to me.